Hello, welcome to Taste Test Dummies. My name's Nick.
My name's John.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going all right, buddy. Ha ha.
Okay, what's up? It's been a bit. Nice to be back.
Yeah, Nick's been globetrotting again.
Yes, I guess.
You went to Illinois.
I went towards the eclipse, but not to see the eclipse, I suppose.
Wait, were you there during that?
We traveled home on that day.
Oh, okay.
So we just pulled over on the side of the road. I think we were at like 90% where we were at. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we were in like the 80s here.
It's
80s sounds like a lot darker than it is. It kind of just looked like overcast a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of... I'm sure it's cool to see the full thing.
But yeah, I think the last 10% makes an enormous difference.
It was a complete accident that we were even closer on that day. I was like, huh, it's weird.
The real question is, who has better Cracker Barrels, Chicago or where we live?
Yes. Okay.
Nick was doing research.
Yes, I hit up a lot of Cracker Barrels in Chicago. Yes.
Obviously.
And yes, I know about the ones around here, but I need to go back, right?
I like scientists.
Because part of me is saying maybe the ones in the Chicago area are better, but like, I know.
I love hearing that.
I know. I think you and me need to just spend a week.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Oh, I just meant just eat the Cracker Barrels around here.
Oh, yes. But then another
week. Same dish
week,
every time.
Another, yeah. I mean, and then another week in Chicago, and then some back and forth. Some rapid fires.
Yes. John's making fun of me because I like Cracker Barrel cheese. It's fine.
Yes. That is accurate.
It was good. It's okay.
I'm conveniently leaving out that I was like, oh, I was right between these two. And then once I heard Cracker Barrel, I was like, I never liked that one. Anyway.
Anyways.
Yes.
If you want, let's get started for the day.
We're getting started.
I've already made a cocktail.
Yes.
Okay. Naturally, it's an obscure kind of sounding cocktail.
Sure.
John knows there's gin in it.
Yes.
I'm not sure what you want to do, if you want to try it, and then I'll tell you.
Sure.
But let's go that way.
I also know there's a little nutmeg
on the
top.
It's actually supposed to be Hendrix. So this is, how sometimes like a company will like put out cocktails to use their own gin in or their own whatever.
Yeah.
So this is one by, I guess, their creative team over at Hendrix. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know.
We're using Tanqueray. I mean, you gave away that we weren't using Hendrix. So.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think it'll make a huge difference.
I would imagine
the people in Hendrix disagree.
Of course.
Of course they disagree.
Of course they did.
But I think we should give this a try. And I'll try it first. It's fine.
I mean, it's like beer colored. We were talking.
It looks like beer. It has a head like beer, kind of. And it has stayed for a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to try it.
Have you tried this at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is wild. It tastes like the three things that are in it. And it actually kind of works. Holy shit.
Okay.
Do you have any, I mean,
there's coffee.
There's coffee. There's cold brew.
Cold brew.
Right? Obviously, so it starts off like you're drinking straight gin almost. It's like the flavor, but not the heat for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then coffee kicks in, and then there's a final feeling at the end.
I got to go back in. This is something.
I mean, do you think it's good? I think that my first drink was weirdly good.
I think it's good. Okay.
Maybe put a little more gin in than I was supposed to. It was a mistake.
I mean, is there some sort of fruit juice in there? Like orange?
Kind of. It's not that.
Okay.
I can just tell you what it is if you want.
One more time. I'm hitting this hard.
It is a fruit, okay?
Okay.
But that might be a little confusing.
Is it... this is more just off of your clue. Is there like olive brine or something? Okay. What is it?
Coconut water.
Oh, coconut water.
It's called like Hendrix coconut cocktail or something.
Interesting.
So yeah, it's literally gin, cold brew, and coconut water. On paper, I was like, what? What the hell am I reading?
Whoa.
And then you put the nutmeg is good on it too. This is like actually kind of good.
This is legitimately good.
It takes you a trip through those three things.
Yeah.
In a way that kind of makes sense.
Coconut water makes sense now that you say it. Okay.
Like, who would have thought even like cold brew and coconut water could go together?
Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean?
It kind of feels like they could.
Yeah, and I know this isn't exactly the same, but you think like coconut goes well with chocolate. So it's like kind of a,
I guess,
you know, related thing. I think that's quite good, actually.
I think that's actually really good.
How much are we talking of each thing?
One part cold brew, 1.5 gin. It's closer to 2 for us. Sure. And 3 part coconut water.
Okay.
Like,
I think it's quite good. You get a little pickup, and you're also getting hydrated. That's like,
yeah,
that's a pretty solid combo.
And then it says to shake pretty hard, which again is, I think, why we have the white little lip on top.
Still has a head to it.
Because I almost broke his shaker. I was going so hard.
He shook it like a Polaroid picture. I said, Nick, you're shaking that like a Polaroid picture. And he said, yes, that's what's intended.
Yeah. I did. Wow.
I would get this, I would say.
I think so. It's like, especially if you have like 2 drinks, this is like a really good maybe like change of pace from whatever your first one was.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because you're not having something like this.
And it's a really interesting way to get that gin flavor. Maybe a lot of people don't like the gin flavor, but I kind of do. I think this was a success.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I thought this was just going to be like 3 weird things put together, and we were going to be like, okay, well.
Yeah, I don't know who thought of this.
Someone that was like, we need to find a way to get gin into coffee, and this is what they did. But I would have never
thought to put gin in coffee, but we both love a damn coffee.
See, I mean, does this kind of go right up our alley, though?
Sure.
Of course.
Gin, like, coffee.
Like, I like a coconut water.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not? If you like those 3 things, I think I just did a little bit of a burp. Tasted just like gin. That's what happens.
Perfect.
That's to me, that's the gin calling card, right? It's there.
Very nice. Yeah, that worked out. This is a great one because you go in with low expectations and then it's like, oh, this is actually really good.
It's good and pretty. I mean, maybe cold brew isn't something you always have, but
you could. It keeps well.
I mean, we always have cold brew, but
gotcha. What kind of cold brew is in this, Nick?
We just kind of make it ourselves.
Really?
So yeah, we have like a cold brew maker thing, and every week I just make it and Vivi just takes it to work normally.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not hard. It just takes a lot of coffee grounds, but
I see. I do also like the idea of it a lot, especially waking up in the morning and you can just pour coffee.
You know, and especially when maybe it's going to be in the 80s later this weekend.
Oh God!
Knowing that you have cold brew just in your fridge, that's kind of nice in the morning, right?
That is very nice.
It's a nice little perk.
That's very nice.
Through the winter, I wouldn't get it as much, but
yeah.
Hmm.
Surprisingly successful. Did you find a name for this?
Yeah, I said. Hendrix. The Hendrix coconut cocktail is what they named
it. Gotcha.
Clearly, whoever is doing the flavors isn't good at the names. It's fine. They can think of something.
It's funny that they were like, okay, we want to say Hendrix because it's our company.
Yeah, but
so you know there's gin. And then they didn't say coffee. They said coconut. I guess volumetrically it makes sense,
but
not flavor. They
didn't make it catchy enough for people to keep the Hendrix. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Because, you know, I think every alcohol maker wants their Jack and Coke.
Exactly.
Right? Like, they want to be called out.
Yes.
I don't know. Once this hits the main, you know, highway of everyone drinking it, we just gave it a thumbs up. Everyone's going to want it.
Once this podcast drops.
Maybe people aren't going to go for the Hendrix. I don't know.
Yeah. We told them Tanqueray was good. We only have 3 other gins here we could try it with.
I bet Bombay's better.
Nick preferred the Bombay.
Yeah.
They were both good. Very successful. Very much unexpectedly.
As someone who's thinking about doing it, I was like, it's going to be hard to finish it, but no.
Yeah, there's a chance with this combo, one sip, it could have been like, what are we going to do with this?
Nah, we're champs.
We're champs. There's 2 shots of gin. We're champs.
So, 1 success.
Let's see.
John,
are
you wanting to maybe follow this up with a...
I'll follow this up with a little thing.
Think it'll be a success?
Probably more for me than you.
It's good to get the success out of the way.
Yeah, let's just knock that out.
I like getting it out of the way.
So, I got a thing here.
Okay.
And this one's not a wild thing. This one's a meat and potatoes thing. We've already done this category. We've already done this category. We're doing this with a different flavor.
It just feels like it would be like a beef, right?
It's beef.
Okay. It feels like if we're doing meat and potatoes, it's beef, right?
Yeah.
Could be pork. I don't know.
It's probably beef. It's going to be hot as shit this weekend. We already said that. You're looking for something hydrating. What are we doing, Nick?
Is that some type of Gatorade-type drink?
Yep. Sports drinks, part two.
Okay. Is it different competitors or just different flavor?
Different flavor, slightly different competitors.
Okay. All right.
We did purple last time.
With Powerade Gatorade Prime, right?
Yes. Is that right? This guy's on it. Historian.
Hey.
It is
on my business card.
Yeah. It's the only thing.
I wanted to put my name on there, but honestly, I spaced it out.
Yeah, you didn't have enough money. So I remembered a thing when I was looking. I was originally going to do lemon lime because I was like, this is the standard. You have to do this.
It's my favorite.
It's your favorite.
It sounds like we're not doing lemon
lime. And I think it's the original. I don't know that Powerade has that. I feel like they must, but I didn't see one.
I guess that's a good point. I mean, I think at a point they must have, but maybe they don't. I don't know.
It feels impossible that they wouldn't.
Yeah. To me, that's the standard flavor.
Yeah.
If I'm getting like a Gatorade or whatever, and I say Gatorade, but I pick Powerade. If I'm getting that, I just think lemon lime. But
yeah, and
I know we're not doing fruit punch.
I feel like that was the first one. We're not doing fruit punch.
It's blue. It's going to be blue.
It's not blue.
Oh.
More standard. Your least favorite flavor.
What?
Not of Gatorade, just in general.
Oh, it's orange. Yeah. I'm actually fine with an orange Gatorade. So
I just like giving you crap. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day because I had re-remembered how we were both like, Gatorade's going to stomp this. And we're like, that one tastes like Gatorade. And it was fucking Powerade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, was it a fluke? Did they just make a good purple? We're going to find out.
We are going to find out. Present. Okay, so they are zero.
They're zeros again.
I mean, hey, I'm fine with that.
If I'm buying one, it's going to be a zero.
Okay, so we do have G0. I don't. That doesn't roll off the tongue, but yep. That's Gatorade. Okay.
Powerade with 50% more electrolytes.
Well, can we just anoint the winner already? I mean, they got more electrolytes.
They got what people want. Then I have a third contender. This one's a real wild card.
Okay.
There was a few other contenders I was looking at. They didn't make an orange somehow. Again, I'm like, how do you not have an orange?
I think Pedialyte has sport, but I've never seen an orange.
I haven't seen... I saw... maybe it was Pedialyte. But the ones I was looking at all had sugar.
Okay. They do have, yeah.
And I almost got the Gatorlyte or whatever, but those also have sugar. And I was like, I already have three and Gatorade's already here. So.
Oh, I drink those sometimes. Those are good. Those are like more electrolyte drinks, though.
Yes.
Right? But whatever. What other one has a zero?
The third one...
It's probably not Prime, because otherwise you would have just said same.
Correct.
Same.
The third one traditionally does energy drinks. And I saw these, and they're like, no caffeine, and I looked at the sugar. Not a gram, hopefully.
Oh, I just saw it.
Do you know what that is?
The Ghost.
Ghost.
What? I didn't know they even made these.
I think it's new.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, we gave Prime a shot. And, you know, they were here. Oh, let's give a new one a chance.
I didn't know that one existed. I didn't know they did non-energy drinks, if I'm being real. So.
Yeah, I didn't either. I think they're trying to branch out.
Orange squeeze.
We're doing orange drinks.
We're doing orange drinks. And yes, have we never done orange juice? Sure.
We did orange. Oh, wow. We didn't do orange juice.
The amount? Yeah, we haven't. It's fine. Neither of us really, you know.
It's good, but, you know.
I'm going to count this as orange juice. No, I actually like the flavor orange in
I love this type, giving this you type crap of drink, for this, so. But yes. So we're going to get extremely hydrated.
Good.
Yes. And we also have coconut water coursing through our veins, so.
It's supposed to have electrolytes too, right?
Yeah.
Or something.
Definitely.
I'm guessing the gin
probably has
does
tons.
The opposite.
Oh, okay.
I
think this might be Tanqueray electrolyte, but I can't remember. We'll confirm that.
John, it's what plants need.
It's what plants need. We'll confirm that on break. We won't tell you what we found, but we'll be doing that. Nick, why don't we get these poured and quench our thirsts? We'll be back. And we're back. Ooh.
go on.
They're different colors.
Did you honestly not notice that?
I noticed the clear one. I didn't realize that the other two were as different.
Number one legitimately looks like Tang.
Yeah, it really does.
It really does.
One is the most cloudy. Two is like...
Oh my god, we did orange powder mix too.
Yeah.
And I swear this same exact color spread was in that one.
Yeah,
too.
I think so.
Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, one is the most cloudy. Two is like medium. And three looks like apple juice, basically.
No, yeah, it does.
Huh.
Is that apple juice?
We'll find out.
I did... Okay, when he was putting them in the glasses, I did hear him drop one. And it was, he had to scramble for something.
I was like, oops. What are you looking for? I mean, I'm going to assume something. We're usually hoping it's not too sweet. I want a little tart to round it out.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be super basic.
I want it to be tangy.
I want it to be tangy. I want it to be a kick in the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's why we like Tang.
I think so.
Because it lived up to its name.
Yeah, it really did. I think it kind of destroyed the competition, right?
I think so, but I'm also struggling. Oh, there was a class.
Classy.
And something. I don't remember what the other ones were, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm excited to try this. As we were saying off mic, we're a little dehydrated.
A little parched.
I'm a thirsty boy.
Yeah. We're going in for number one, the cloudy boy.
I'm going in for number one.
I was going to swing over and try to kind of double drink this with you, but...
Kind of sour.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
It has tartness.
It's okay. Are sour and tart the same?
I don't know. I don't understand the difference. I think maybe it's a spectrum.
Well, couldn't all flavors be on the spectrum then?
I would assume.
Well, then what's the significance of saying sour and tart are on the spectrum?
Well, sour is like you've gone past tart, you're into sour.
Oh, okay. So too much tart is sour.
Not too much. I don't know. I mean, is there too much sour in a Warhead? I feel like it's appropriate, but they are sour.
I'm not following that.
It's like sometimes we say bitter. Bitter can mean a bad thing, but a lot of the times it's a positive thing.
I enjoy number one.
I do too. Up front with the tartness, boom, right away.
I think each of these are going to make me want to just like down them. There's something about like an energy, not energy drink, sorry, like a sports drink.
Yeah.
When I drink it, I'm just like, well, I'm going to finish that.
I took a pretty big gulp right away and I was like, oh. That's fine. We have a lot.
It's why you poured them about as full as can be. So.
Yep. Might have even spilled a little bit, but who knows?
Man, and we've even done orange soda.
We've really danced around the oranges.
We've danced around the orange juice. It's just occurring to me. So.
Yeah.
What else can we do that's not orange juice?
Yeah, I mean, we've done even like, not orange candy specifically, but we've commented a lot on the orange flavors of different candies. We'll find something else to do.
Yeah, not orange juice.
Not orange juice. We'll do freeze pops or something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. We got those dreamsicles. Those are orange, right?
I can't even picture a dreamsicle.
Isn't that like the orange with like a white, with like vanilla ice cream in the middle?
Isn't that creamsicle?
Fuck you. Jesus Christ. I'm going to drink number two.
Ooh, that is embarrassing for Nick. Oh, he's going to ask me to take that off the record.
You came in here trying to... Yeah, it's embarrassing. Number two is a little more watery than I want,
yeah.
Maybe.
I agree with that.
Like...
Especially after number one.
Like, I know. I think the order might be hurting. Because number one's a lot of flavor, and number two is... A little less.
Sure.
But again, these things are sometimes going for walking a line of being water slash, right? So I don't know. But
I mean, I think Prime had the most flavor in the purple round and they lost.
That's a fact.
So It's not like...
They might have gotten the middle, but...
Maybe it was middle.
Doesn't matter.
But...
Yeah.
They didn't win, certainly.
Well, I mean, we're going to do a couple trips through, and then we're going to go take some laps on the track down there.
There's a track right by my place, and we're going to go do some sprints.
We're going to put on some black trash bags,
yep.
And we're going to go do some sprints.
I've got them.
Good. I was hoping you did. I did not bring any.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Normally I do. But...
Normally you do. That's why I was a little surprised, but... Mixed double banged both of the first two.
Hey, when there's a lot, I feel like I have the ability.
Hey, stretch your legs, buddy. There's no risk. You took a very small sip of that. Nick was self-conscious.
But it doesn't have like any of the tart sour, right? Definitely not too sweet, but it's just kind of lacking in all of the things, but very drinkable.
Yeah.
Now the one that looks like it should have the least flavor, right? This one's, yep. I can see through it.
Yep.
All right.
Enough observation. Nick's going in. Confused by the smell?
It does smell different.
Hey, that's what he said about me when he met me.
You were not supposed to hear that. Okay. Very light drinking. Like, again, it's like water-ish, right?
Yeah. Maybe a little sweeter.
Number one is winning on the, who gives the most flavor?
Intensity of flavor.
Hands down. Yeah, that's over.
Crushed it.
We know that's over.
Yep.
Again, three doesn't have much, of the tart.
Maybe a little sweeter.
It is a little sweeter.
It also feels a little bit more like the, artificial orange and like an ice pop or something,
okay.
Which is still nice.
When I was smelling it, I was like, maybe that's what I was like thinking it smelled like.
I could see that.
Okay. We did it.
We did it.
All right. Good job, guys.
See you later.
And as my palate cleanser, I still have coffee, coconut water, and gin.
And I have a Paloma from the previous episode.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I keep drinking that before these. I'm like, yeah, they're orange, but I'm almost getting a grapefruity thing coming through.
A little bit of an agave
kind
hint.
Of a, yeah.
I have learned that you can just put cold brew and coconut water with anything. So do you want to just kind of...
Okay, am I crazy? Is there a drink that puts coffee and orange juice together? I feel like I've seen that.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
Granted, if you would have said that about coconut water, I would have said the same.
And gin.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I mean, I'm surely some mad lad out there has done
Someone's
this,
tried
right?
it.
Right, but I have no more cold brew, and
we don't
have orange juice. So.
Well, we haven't done orange juice on this, so yeah. Twould be an issue.
I'm not sure my household has ever had orange juice in it, so.
There's a very strong chance. I mean... I have had small amounts that I've used in cooking, but I've never just had a jug.
That's true. When I make carnitas,
that's
I get
what
orange
I used
juice.
It for.
Okay, yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
Well.
Reverse bang time.
Okay.
This is a good reverse bang because I bet you're going to say nice things.
That's what I did. Yeah. Number two actually comes off better when it's right after number one. It actually does come off a little tart. But after the flavor bomb of number one, you're not really going to get that. So, a little bit of tartness now.
Yep, definitely.
I still think it's the least orangey, right?
Which one?
Number two.
If
I were to taste them all not knowing the flavor, the only one I maybe wouldn't get would be number two. I'd probably still get it. But
the tart a little bit tastes like... more just you put citric acid or something just that made it a little tart. It doesn't necessarily taste like tartness of an orange. Not that oranges are that sour or anything, but...
I think if you eat them at the wrong time.
Yeah, or with sour powder all over them.
Hmm.
Yeah. You got to think things through, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Grocery store I go to put little warheads inside of all the fruit.
Ooh.
So it's a nice little surprise.
That's nice. They can make, fruits and vegetables palatable.
They're still icky to me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Nick's got a banana studded with nerds.
It's like when I was as a kid, I really liked to eat apples, but I like to like dip it in like that caramel sauce sold there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I like apples. Nick, I think you just like the caramel sauce.
Yeah, my mom would buy those and get apple slices, and I would use it like a shovel.
I should do that.
Yeah.
It's like, I loved that as a kid. I don't know if I've ever purchased that as an adult.
I haven't either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We'll be back.
Hmm. It is so funny that number one is just like the perfect replacement for Prime. Just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that intensity.
It's going to hit you in the mouth. Like.
Yeah, the one that looks like Tang truly is a kick in the glass.
And what it comes down to, again, will be like... Do I want that after...
Exactly.
After sweating it up?
Yeah, you got to think of the two cases where, one, you're just kind of thirsty, like we are now, mm-hmm. and then the other is, like, you're extremely thirsty from physical exertion, be it running or...
Pumping iron.
A bowel movement that really took a lot of effort.
I do have some, like, little dumbbells in there so I can pump some iron while waiting.
But... Oh, I thought it was, like, to just give you leverage or whatever, but... Yeah, that, maybe if it's above 70 degrees out,
that
would make me sweat a lot.
You're going to get a little misty.
Yep.
Crying and sweaty. It's a little bit of both.
If I'm in a social situation and they're like, let's do icebreakers, I'll be pretty sweaty then. Mm-hmm. Also looking for an exit.
But I think that's a good icebreaker.
Yeah.
I sweat a lot. And then you take off your sweatshirt and prove it.
Oh, right? Usually, I thought you were going to say the people being like, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
And I'll say, no, I'm actually not.
That's a good icebreaker. Guys, quit asking. Yeah. I'm not okay.
Guys, quit asking. Clearly, I'm not okay. You're asking for a reason, and the answer is no. Okay? If I was okay, you wouldn't be asking me why I'm sweating so much. Does that make sense?
Man. I mean, but like, I'm going to do another trip through. Like, if you wanted while I'm doing that, why wouldn't you just like tell me something about yourself that's like interesting? And maybe, yeah, I don't know, one goal you have of the next year. Go.
Without fail, whenever people ask to do icebreakers, they obviously have a standard reply they have. And it's just like, this is the worst. Because I've been in those where it's like, tell me an interesting thing about yourself. And they've already got one preloaded.
Mm-hmm.
I always say something like mildly interesting, or usually I'll make a joke. I'll just make a joke about it and then like move on. I was literally in a meeting once. And there was like 10 people. It was the best because it was like a getting to know you. And they're like, let's have food so we can all eat around each other. And we'll do an icebreaker. And I was like, this is the absolute worst thing I could possibly imagine. And they're like, tell something interesting about yourself. And the person before me was like, yeah, you just went to like Ireland. And I was like, nope, you're thinking of someone else on my team. And I was like, I've never been to Ireland. That's an interesting thing. Ha ha. And then I just looked at the next person and they just moved on.
I think the perfect thing in that scenario, because you have...
Is being like, yep.
You're eating some type of food.
Yeah.
Just say whatever that type of food is gives you diarrhea. Actually, fettuccine gives me diarrhea. Ooh! And then everyone just, okay.
Oh, all right.
Then you're done. You're done. And then you can leave early.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh. My stomach's rumbling. They're like, it was rumbling when you came in. I'm like, okay, I'll sit here then. How about that?
You think this is my first bowl of fettuccine I'm eating today? No, no.
It's almost noon. Oh.
Yes.
Those are the worst.
Yes. Yes. Why was I always scared, like nervous to go to school at the beginning of the year? Yes. That.
Had no friends.
That bullshit. That too. Mm-hmm. But teachers would make you do that.
Yep. This trip through, I'm going with the mindset of the I'm parched from physical exertion.
I kind of tried to do that too.
Okay.
Because clearly 2 and 3 are fine for that, I think.
Yeah.
If I'm like sweaty, 2 and 3 are fine. Number one is really where it comes in, where it's like...
would I want this?
Do I really want that after I'm sweating? It's like the literal exact same question we had at Prime.
Yeah. The difference is this one is, I think this one's closer to like orange juice intensity than.
It's not like overly sweet at least, right? Where Prime by something Paul.
Yeah.
There's two of them. I don't know which one it is.
I don't know either.
They have energy drinks now, right?
Yeah. Show do.
Nah. Nah.
They don't have an orange, I don't think, though.
Actually, I think I had one of the Prime energy drinks once and was really disappointed.
Oh. You know what? So I've had a few Primes at this point. I keep getting tricked. There's one that I liked. And the other ones I...
They had this new flavor, Glowberry, I tried once.
That's the one.
You liked that one. Okay.
I like that one.
I remember thinking it was okay. I
feel like it tasted almost like apple cinnamony. I think they said it was like lingonberry or something, but... Or no, that's Swedish fish.
I mean, I think in mine there were some you know, macerated Swedish fish at the bottom.
Oh, okay. I liked that one.
I thought that one was fine.
I enjoyed it. And then I was like, maybe I just didn't... Maybe the other ones are good. And I tried a couple others. And some of them were, like, bad. Some of them were bad.
I think they have a lemon lime, and I've tried that.
Okay.
And that one's kind of good, but I like lemon lime.
I think they had a lemonade one.
Don't actually me.
Don't
right
do
now.
That. And I think that one was good. I think maybe I tried a pink one and it was very bad, or maybe it was a different color.
Are you into this influencer, John? Is it?
I just want to support him. Okay. Whichever one.
Both.
One of them's gonna fight Mike Tyson, I think.
I think that got canceled.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
Ooh, it's on record.
Yeah, but I think it might be, but it doesn't matter.
We'll see.
The second the bell rings, bites his ear. God damn. You knew what you're getting into, bud.
Come on, man.
At this point, you had to know.
Yeah, you can't say, like, oh, I never would have saw this coming. It's like, you should have. You had the evidence.
I kind of know where I'm going, I think, but...
He's doing a rapid fire. I like that.
Would it be wild if I had it all?
Hey, if that's what the data says, that's what the data says.
I think I've got it, even including guesses, I think I got it all. These are all good. I think it's tough. It's tough
for a sports... If you go one to any other number, it really tastes like water.
I think it's tough for a sports drink to really shit the bed, though.
Mm-hmm. Because, you're buying it for somewhat for utility. So it's like you go in with maybe lowered expectations.
Maybe if you put an ad out that you're just looking to impregnate someone, it'll do the same thing.
Oh, low pressure.
Right? You have a purpose.
Yep. People and it shows I know what I want.
People will have really low expectations. So. Number one is a bit. It's a lot. Number one's a lot.
It's a lot. Gotta do guesses.
Well, you know what one is.
Yeah.
Not number one. You know what one of them is.
No, I know, but...
And I know. Don't.
No, I don't remember. Which is good.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the names. I was like, I can help you.
Oh, no, no, no. But I still think...
So this is to call the Aaron Paul, you know? Why don't you get an Orange Prime out there, you know? And then you can compete in the next one. That's a different person. Wait, what's the one that from Fast and the Furious?
Paul Walker.
Mm-hmm. That's why I thought it was similar.
You're close.
He's not one of the brothers.
He's not. He's one of the bros, though.
He's a bro.
He's a bro.
He's a bro.
Okay. How was it for you?
Good. I like these.
I do, too. Did anyone pull away, reverse pull away, tight pack?
I think it's close up top.
I do too.
Then the last third's fine. Yeah, it's whatever.
That's kind of how I felt.
Yeah. As far as orange in general,
you hate it.
I feel like people are coming after me here. I'm going to pick it over blue every day of the week.
Oh.
I think orange is way better than blue.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad opinion, but that's fine.
I kind of think it's better than grape, too.
Okay. This is hilarious.
I don't know what you want from me here. Not as good as lemon lime. Obviously, it's better than fruit punch.
I mean, that's like unquestionable.
John and Nick are on that one. We're like, okay, yeah.
I also agree with you on the lemon lime. To me, orange, you kind of said it earlier, I feel like orange is usually not the standout, but it also rarely misses that much. Some can really shit the bed. Orange, I feel like, is always at least fine. And even the worst one here, I'm like, yeah, I would drink that. I think it didn't hang as well, but...
Yeah.
All right. So let's see who got the bronze. There's no trees here, by the way, so...
There can be trees around the podium, but... Sure. Like, the fans can gather.
Nick and I will water those this episode.
I mean, I don't know when Arbor Day is, but I think it's semi-soon, right?
I think it's somewhat soon.
I think so.
Yeah.
It might be in April.
I think it's this month. Because I think, yeah.
Is today Arbor Day? That'd be so wild.
I'll look it up.
It wouldn't be that wild. Why are you looking it up? I'm going to guess... April 19th.
I'm going to guess April 26th. Oh, it is.
Damn it, he's good at this. I think I said a week after April 19th.
Well, yeah, you was a...
That's what it was implied.
You had a sign up, but they couldn't hear that.
Of course.
Nick, what got the bronze for you? Is what you're drinking? Is it number two?
It's number two. I think that's clear, right? Like,
that when you said one didn't hang, I was like, it's number two.
Okay.
Number two, you said it earlier. It doesn't have the flavor. It has a little tart, but it's not orange.
It's got
tart.
A little bit of tart.
It's just like generic.
It's generic tart. It doesn't got.
It's kind of just. They were like, get water, orange dye, some sugar, and some citric acid.
At this point, I would even take a little more sugar on number two, right?
Yeah. It's
like
just.
It's even kind of lacking there. So, I mean, if you want like water with a hint of orange, then maybe, right?
Yep.
So I think number two earned its bronze medal.
Yep, it a little bit reversed.
And I think, and now we're, you know, Aristotle's coming in now. We need to get into some philosophy. He did philosophy stuff, right? He probably did some of everything.
Sure. I mean, back then it was like he's just philosophy like, and science were kind of just the same.
Right.
Thing.
I mean, that's why it's kind of like he's not, he's just kind of like. Wrote shit.
Yeah, he wrote shit. Yeah. Sure. Even through guys like Descartes and stuff. Like, I think of him as a philosopher and most...
Like, yes, at a point, like, everyone... Whenever someone did one of the things, it was all the things.
It was like, yeah. Well, that's why it's PhD, right? Doctorate of Philosophy basically just meant it wasn't religion and it wasn't medicine. So it's just like, there's three things you can learn. And law, I guess. There's four things you can learn.
There's now four things you can learn.
Yeah. yes, so now here's what I did to like settle these out. I had the chug ratings and the no chug ratings.
Okay.
So that's what helped me settle.
Were they
it.
Different?
Yes.
Ooh. Wait, then which one did you put more weight into?
So what happened was one of them, well, I don't want to give anything away, but so who won? And I'll explain it for you.
It was close. I ended up picking number one.
Okay. I could definitely see that. And so what happened was one to me was like the least chuggable. So for me, 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
And for the non-chug, number three got second. So it was like it averaged out a little bit lower.
Oh, I see.
But the thing is, I don't know. I would also like to just drink these when I'm thirsty, but I definitely get where you were coming with one. This one was close.
Yeah. If we
it's quite good.
If we truly did work out or something, I might change my mind. You know, I'm not totally sure.
It's one of those. Yeah. I love putting weight on things that are like more theoretical right now.
Oh, of course.
Like when I said the ginger one, I was like, I think I'd get over this over time. And then I had more of it and I was like, No, I still like it.
Good news here is, you know, you're not in a condition where you can work out whatsoever. So you're not going to ever actually test these in that capacity. So.
Well, I might flip this and say anything I do is basically a workout for me.
Okay.
Right?
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Like, you're just writing and I see sweat.
Cut out the breathing. Yeah. So I'm pouring sweat right now.
Yeah.
I get it. I thought I was going to go that way most of the time, and then I saw the ratings, and I was like, hey, the data says what it says. I said it earlier.
At the end, I almost switched at the end.
It's close.
I didn't.
Number one has that punch of flavor. It's very good. And three just has, like, it's a little lighter, but they're both quite good.
I like that sour.
Yeah.
But it does hit you. Like, sometimes you have to close one of your eyes and be like, whoo!
It does that thing sometimes where I have it and I'm like, my tongue's almost like spazzing, but it's very good.
I like it.
Yeah.
I would be pretty curious to try that side by side with Tang though. Like,
yeah,
honestly, I really think it's pretty similar to Tang.
Yeah. I think if you just got some like electrolyte powder and tossed it into Tang, you might have the same thing.
Kind of interesting. Okay.
Cool.
I guess we say what we think they are.
Yeah.
Who do we think is... I don't want to say shit the bed.
Yep.
But, you know, and I did say I don't think anyone can really shit the bed here, but hey, we like to put blame on people.
Yep.
Who do you think number two is?
I said Gatorade.
Like, right?
I actually forgot. I remember pouring one, and I could have figured it out by like looking at the thing, but I chose not to. But when I tried two and I tasted it and I was like, yep, I was like, I know that flavor. There's that aftertaste I could tell.
I felt like number two was Gatorade the whole time as well.
Yeah. So. Okay. So what do you think the winner is?
Well, we have different winners.
Oh, yeah. I meant one, actually.
Number one, I think, is Ghost.
I do, too.
Okay. I think, I think it's just a little more geared towards like the electrolytes thing, the Ghost one is. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what that some of that sour stuff is. I don't know. But
yeah, I just feel like I've never had
I've also never had this. You're right.
Well, I mean, I've never had a Powerade or Gatorade that I was like, wow, yeah, that's really intense.
That's what I mean. Like, oh, I've never had this as in like I've never had number one.
Like that experience.
So surely it's probably the one I've never tried. I'm certain I've had both Gatorade and Powerade Orange, right?
Yeah, like, you have to have.
Like, so that was another big component. Like, it's probably Ghost.
Okay.
And then, so number three, so we agree. Number three is Powerade.
Powerade.
Okay.
Let's look at one. This is the one I'm most sure of, I think.
You think you're most sure of this one now? Well, probably.
Yeah.
There's water on the bottom.
Number one, Nick's winner, close second for me, Ghost.
Ghost.
It's a good sign.
Number two.
Show it again. Is Gatorade. Number three.
I don't even know if we need to check.
This guy, he's laughing.
We have to check. It's
Powerade.
Okay. Powerade and Ghost tied.
Yes.
Gatorade once again is looking up from the bottom.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah, I know. I'm like, if we go another flavor, I feel like we kind of have to bring Ghost back. So maybe it would be this.
Okay, well, I guess that's a question. I didn't even. Do they have other flavors of whatever you.
Yes.
Wherever you grab that? I've never seen these, so I don't even know.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do. They have a bunch of flavors.
I mean, another one that's we've kind of just neglected, and I'm not sure they do zero, which might be why it's been neglected, but it's like Body Armor exist.
So Body Armor often does the dual flavors.
They have weird flavors. I've actually looked at it before.
I was looking at those as well.
I think specifically, though, I have looked, and I think they have like a mandarin orange or something. But
oh, okay.
I don't think it's zero. So
gotcha. No, I don't think they're zero.
But that is all I'm saying is that's a company that exists that does something similar to this we always forget about.
There was two other ones that when I saw them, I was like, oh, of course I've seen this. It's called like Hoist or something.
Huh.
If you saw the bottle, you'd probably recognize it. And then there was another one that I hadn't seen before that also didn't have an orange flavor. And then I saw the Ghost hanging around, and I was like, well...
So you tried to convince me that there's two more that obviously I would know, and then...
No, there's one more you'd obviously know. The other one, I can't...
Hoist. That rings no bells.
No. Yeah. Huh. I agree, but I think if you saw it, you'd be like, oh, okay. And it might be called something else, but I'm pretty sure it starts with an H and is something like that.
You went from telling me the name to, I'm pretty sure it starts with an H. I mean, come on.
I mean, as I'm saying it, I'm like, Hoist is such a weird name.
It sounds like a weird name. I will look it up later.
Okay. If I'm right, we'll let you know. That's not true either.
I highly doubt that.
No way either of those things are true. Yeah, well done, Ghost. I like seeing someone break in.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe Prime's like, well, what the hell? We had two. And it's like, yeah, they had flavor in the right way. So
I do want to add a little bit of an asterisk on Power Ray did well here. 50% more electrolytes. I don't like that shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're putting that on there. What does that mean? You know that that probably doesn't mean anything.
I mean, yeah, I don't.
You probably just added, like, an extra couple
milligrams
of sodium, and that's, you're, like, calling it good.
Yeah, I think.
I just don't like it.
I assume they're like, oh, we ordered too many of these. So, like, we have too many electrolyte powders or whatever. Let's just dump, like, a little extra in.
Powerade doesn't do a full-on electrolyte drink.
They're
right?
dipping their toes with this one.
I don't know. I looked at the back. I don't know that they are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, like, it's... They're at least looking that way. Which, like, Gatorade is doing as well. Which I think we've talked about.
Gator Light.
How funny it is that they have made electrolyte drinks for years, and they're like, this one's electrolytes. It's like,
well, forever they've been like, oh, there's sodium, potassium. And it's those are, like, the two electrolytes that people get the most, right?
Right.
Like, those are in everything. Yeah. And not, like, every, you know, but, like, especially sodium is, but...
Yeah, sodium's in
But,
everything.
Like, the amount of potassium that you, like, need in a day is kind of seems absurd when you look at, like, a Gatorade. You're just like, holy shit, that's, like, 6% or something like that. You're like, that shouldn't even count.
Yeah, a lot of it, I think, was, like, how do we sell them sweet drinks? And you can be like, this is healthy.
Yeah.
Which they've done very successfully.
They've done that very successfully.
People for a long time, and still to some extent, if you drink just a sugary sports drink, are like, I'm being healthy.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
It's true.
Okay. Yeah. But there's a lot of other things that could go in this category, obviously. So maybe we'll do it again. Maybe we'll bring back the same players. Maybe we'll switch it up. Who knows?
Yeah, a million other flavors.
Yeah,
I mean, the electrolyte game is even getting bigger still. Like, there's so many more in that. Like, it's wild.
Yeah, because we also did the powder.
I did electrolyte powder that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who knows? If you know, in the sense that you have something you want us to try, great segue, let us know. NickandJohnPodcast@gmail.com. Taste Test Dummies on Twitter. And until next time.
Gatorade just doesn't deserve the standing in the community that they have, you know?